Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 258A, Original Inherited Sin. One of the most major errors in the religious world today is the doctrine of original or inherited sin. Popularized by John Calvin in the European Reformation movement, this doctrine states that children are born in sin, that Adam's original sin in the Garden of Eden is passed down by inheritance from parent to child, that everyone who has ever lived or will ever live on the face of the earth bears the guilt of that first sin from birth on. This doctrine has led to more wrong practices than any other single era in existence. For example, the era of infant baptism, which is not found in the scriptures. What does the Bible have to say about inherited sin? Can we be sure that such a doctrine is wrong? Well, let's see. And let's start with the passage generally given as proof of this doctrine. Romans 5:12. Paul said there, "Wherefore, as by one man Adam sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Notice, first of all, what this does not say. It does not say that Adam's sin passed upon all men, but that death, the results of Adam's sin, passed upon all men. The wages, or payment, of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Men die physically as a result of Adam's sin, through which death entered the world. But men die spiritually because of their own sin, not Adam's or anyone else's. Listen to Ezekiel 18:20, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." Sin is transgression of the law, 1 John 3:4. When an individual breaks a law of God, that is when he first dies spiritually. Each is responsible for his own actions, not those of someone else, 2 Corinthians 5:10. And so it would be reasonable to assume that infants must be born in innocence, never having done anything good or bad. But we don't have to just assume this. The Bible says so, in no uncertain terms. Deuteronomy 1:39 says, "The only ones of the Israelites to escape the wrath and punishment of God on one occasion were your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil." Again, Romans 9:11 speaks of some famous Bible twins, Jacob and Esau, and says, "The children, being not yet born, had not yet done any good or evil." Romans 7:9 is an extremely interesting passage, for it describes a child coming of age, so to speak, and passing from the realm of innocence into that of responsibility, and dying spiritually as a result of choosing to do wrong. "I was alive without the law once," it says. When could that be, except in a child's life before he is old enough to be responsible to the law of God? "I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died." To die, a person must first be alive. And if infants are born in sin, they are born spiritually dead. And it could not be said that they would die spiritually later. No, this speaks of the age of accountability into which each child, being born innocent, must grow. Jesus used young children as examples of the innocence and purity to which we must attain in order to go to heaven. In Matthew 18:3, he said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Become as little sinners, or become as little innocent children? There is the choice between the era of inherited sin and the truth, being born in purity and innocence. God is the Father of our spirits, Hebrews 12:9, Acts 17:28 and 29. When he gives that Spirit to us, it is pure and clean. That Spirit becomes only as dirty as we make it by our own wrong actions. The wise man spoke truth when he said, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made men upright, but they have sought out many inventions." Ecclesiastes 7:29. Original sin, inherited sin, being born in sin, these things have no support in the Bible.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.